Hello, everyone. This is my third episode of... So my podcast is called Crowing Older. Instead of growing older, it's like because I like crows.
All right.
Okay. I'm here with my cousin Nick. Say hi.
Hello.
I like to start off these episodes by doing my big three, which are my current ick, my current green flag, and my current obsession. So I'll start off with mine, okay. And then you do yours. Okay? So think of yours. My current ick.
Wait,
hold on. No, I'll do mine first. You have time to think.
Oh.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. I've got my green flag.
Okay. I'll do my current ick first, is how people don't walk around barefoot anymore.
Oh, you want people to walk around barefoot?
Yes. Dude. I think we all need to reconnect with nature again.
Dude, Nanny, all right. Did you just not see the NFL players walking around barefoot? Just no. Google NFL players walking around barefoot. There's two. One of them refuses to wear shoes on
like
the field.
Like, just out and about?
Like, when they're walking into the stadium, they're not wearing shoes.
What does that mean?
Look up shoeless entrance to NFL football games.
Shoeless entrance.
Keon Coleman.
NFL. Oh, I see. Mac Hollins?
Yeah, he dressed up as a construction worker with no shoes on. Hard hat and a vest.
I think we need to bring that back, to be honest. That's my current ick, is how people wear shoes for everything.
Nanny, it's just disgusting to wear barefoot on, like, concrete and tile.
Okay, but that's because everything is so industrial now.
Oh, yeah, as the plane flies over the house?
Yeah, literally. That's my ick, is how we're not reconnected with nature anymore. Okay, my current green flag I wrote down is people who like to play board games.
Oh, you got games?
I got games.
You got games.
People like to play video games all the time, but...
Dude, look who you're talking to.
Yeah, I know. You play video games a lot.
I only play video games.
But, like, so there's something really nice about a nice Monopoly.
Oh, yeah? Or, like, you've never played Monopoly with Anthony, then.
Why is it?
It's not Monopoly. This is war.
This is war. But, like, what about Clue? Have you played Clue?
Do you like the credit card one? I've played Clue.
Do you like Clue?
I will play you in Clue. We're going to go to Orange and go to the antique shop and buy an antique Clue game. It's so much fun.
Ooh, like a wooden one?
Yeah, we had one at the Ladera house.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got to go downtown Orange.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
And we'll buy it from some old lady that was working at a shop.
I think that's my favorite board game is Clue.
Really?
Yeah.
My favorite board game is going to be chess or Risk.
Chess is a good one. I forget.
Have you ever played Risk?
No, what is that?
We got to play Risk then at Thanksgiving this year.
What is it?
It's like you conquer the world. Like, Google Risk. It's a game.
Like Catan?
It's better. It's original Catan. Catan is a ripoff of Risk.
What is it called? Risk board game?
It's just called Risk. R-I-S-K.
Ooh, they have a Game of Thrones version?
I mean, that's
and
probably
kind of... And a Star Wars version?
I'm not up to date. I'm just familiar with the red, white, and blue one.
I really want to learn how to play Battlefield or Battleship.
Battleship?
Yeah.
Oh my god, Nanny. You can play drinking games with Battleship.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's just type in drinking version of Battleship.
Drinking version... Drinking Battleship. Ooh, global... Okay. No, we have to do that. I'm serious.
Jackie.
Don't tell her. Okay, my current obsession is my pop socket.
Your pop socket?
My pop socket on my phone.
Okay, I can see the pop socket being an obsession. I had one. It just didn't last very long. It fell off.
I love it. I love her so okay. much. That's my current obsession.
All right.
Okay, you have to say your ick now. What's something that you hate right now?
I hate girls yelling.
Girls yelling?
Girls yelling inside.
Loud girls?
Like, yeah.
Okay.
When we're listening to music.
Okay.
That is my ick. If you're at a party and some girls yells, play the baby, like super loud, that's my ick.
Play the baby. Okay, what's your current green flag?
My current green flag is... this is my hard one.
Okay.
We're going to skip this one for now.
Okay.
But what was the...
What's current obsession?
My current obsession? It's got to be golf, but...
Golf.
Occasional video games, for sure.
Like Fortnite?
We're addicted to star form. You fly an airplane and shoot people in an airplane.
Okay, that's fine. Is it, like, realistic?
Super realistic.
Okay, cool.
Hyper realistic, actually, technically.
Got it.
My green flag is being athletic.
Good.
I'm channeling my inner...
Aren't you walking like Miles?
Miles. They call me Forrest out here.
They call him Forrest, actually.
I'm the Forrest Gump of Walnut.
Okay, so I'll let you choose what we start with. I have would you rather questions.
Pass.
I have current events.
We can do current events.
And I have am I the asshole?
No, I'll do current events because I'm definitely the asshole.
Okay. Okay, we'll start with the big one, which is the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight.
Dude, that dude was wheeled out on a stretcher. He had no business being in that fight against Jake Paul.
It made me want to cry.
Why? Because there's a 25-year-old dude getting paid to beat up an old man?
Literally, he was literally an old man, like, fighting for his life.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting. And you can see when he was biting the glove, like, subconsciously.
He wanted to bite his ear off.
He couldn't control himself.
Yeah.
But Mike did come out hot in the first two rounds.
In the first two rounds, yeah.
He got that Biden juice and was ready to go.
They literally drugged him. I'm so convinced. Oh,
100%. This was a Jake Paul sanctioned fight, I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure there was some illicit substance the entire day.
Yeah. Yeah. It says it was the most streamed sporting event ever.
On Netflix?
Ever.
Do you think they're going to have streaming problems since they couldn't keep their network up?
Yes.
And they're supposed to stream NFL football games on Christmas?
Are they?
Yeah, allegedly they're streaming football games on Christmas this year.
How is that going to work? Just like how they did the boxing one?
Exactly.
Okay.
And I don't think their servers can handle all those users.
No.
Yeah. So I guess Netflix, get on those data centers.
How much money did Mike Tyson get?
$20 million. Jake Paul made 40.
So what if
Mike Tyson made
40 if he won?
No.
Oh.
It was an exhibition fight, so I'm pretty sure it was a predetermined amount. The purses were already determined.
So if he won, he would have gotten the same amount?
Yeah.
So that's why he didn't try?
Well, I mean, I don't think he tried because he couldn't. But he was definitely just standing in that ring for 10 rounds for the money.
I guess.
I mean, I'd take that beating for $20 million. I'm sure Miguel would take that beating for $20 million.
Yeah, no, he absolutely would. I think Mike Tyson could have done better.
Mike Tyson could definitely hit him because there are some videos where Mike's not throwing a wide open right hook and Jake Paul's leaning into it. So it was definitely scripted. There's no doubt about it. It's a Jake Paul fight. It's not like it's a real fight.
And then he called Speed out.
Oh, yeah.
Who isn't a boxer, right?
No, he's super athletic, so he'll probably take him.
Okay.
I could see it, but I don't think Speed would lose too much money if he stopped what he was doing and just started focusing on a boxing career like Jake Paul. Because I'm pretty sure Speed's making more than $40 million a year.
You know how old he is?
I show Speed?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a Googleable question. I think we should find out.
It's a Googleable question. I show Speed. He is 2005. He's 19.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's 19. Anyways.
Dude, that dude's not even done growing. There's no way he should be fighting Jake Paul. That'd be ridiculous. Do you think Shaquille O'Neal and Rob Gronkowski are going to have to make a good fight for TV?
Shaquille O'Neal's fighting?
Did you not see Shaquille O'Neal and Rob Gronkowski talking about their fights coming up? Shaq was talking about an interview. It's going to be on Netflix, apparently.
People are just doing all this shit for money.
100%. Why else would you do anything?
Right?
Okay. Why else would you do it? Money makes the world go round, Nanny.
I think, anyways, my final thoughts are that fight was sad. I literally wanted to cry for Mike Tyson when he was getting fucking beat up. And Jake could have done worse. I know he could have.
That is someone's grandpa. Getting punched in the face by their favorite YouTuber or Vinester.
Literally, I don't think anyone would have guessed that fight would
If you told
happen.
Me in 2015 Mike Tyson was going to be fighting Jake Paul, I'd tell you, call you a liar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolute liar.
Okay, I'll move on.
So Patrick and I are driving across the country.
Uh-huh.
And our only visit in Walmart was, or our only time in Florida was at a Walmart.
That's the worst place to go.
A Walmart in Tallahassee.
No.
A Walmart in Tallahassee, and it's only because we just stopped to use the restroom. It was one of the scariest moments of my life.
I feel like there'd be like a crackhead black.
There were people walking in there barefoot, Nanny. They're already doing your new green flag. Or what was it?
My current ick.
Your current ick? I thought you, they're not even ick in Florida. They're walking around barefoot already.
Yeah. You're right.
Some guy in Lake Forest just got convicted of murder for stabbing his gay lover.
What?
Yeah. Linda was telling me on the news.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah. They met on Grindr.
And he stabbed him?
Yeah, and then the guy looked like your typical anti-Semitic. Mm. It's because the kid was Jewish.
Okay. I have two more. One I want your thoughts on, which is Elon Musk's Neuralink.
Oh, really?
What do you think?
This is my thought on the Elon Musk Neuralink. I would way rather have someone hack my phone than my brain.
You wouldn't get it?
No chance I'm getting it.
It says they're developing a brain-computer interface that could help people control devices with their thoughts. You don't think that would be cool?
Your phone is already doing that.
like in your brain?
No, but it's already making decisions for you with its artificial intelligence that Apple developed in 2008 called Siri.
Called Siri.
Elon Musk is not revolutionary here in artificial intelligence. If you think about it, we've had Siri since we were about 8 years old.
Yeah, I know.
And I say Siri when I'm in the Tesla, and it responds. It knows what it is.
So you wouldn't get it?
No, I'm not drilling a hole in my head with a package I got from Amazon.
Do you know someone who would get it?
I mean, I'm sure there's applications and people that have difficult lives and mental health problems where it probably would be a good idea to get a Neuralink. But I'm not saying I'm going to get a Neuralink because I would rather have someone hack my phone than hack my brain.
Can you think of one positive thing and one negative thing that would come of this?
I think it can reverse cancer cells.
Can it really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. But if you can take it out, I would want to, I would, if I had something like a degenerative disease, if I had a degenerative disease that could be reversed by artificial intelligence, I would probably let them program into my brain to replace that.
Hmm.
But I would want them to take it out afterwards. Elon Musk, is the Neuralink removable?
That's a great question.
Because if I don't, what if it needs an update and it doesn't go through over the wire? Like, what am I supposed to do here?
You just have just the really old version.
Yeah, now you just have brain rot and you're dead.
Yeah.
You're basically an Elon Musk zombie.
I think it's scary.
Oh, yeah? And then drilling a hole in your head with a kit you got from Amazon? Then now just controlling devices?
I think electronics are way too involved in our lives anyway. And they want to like now put it in someone's
That's service. Why at the gym I believe you shouldn't be going on your phone. Because the amount of people I see every single day sitting on their phone not working out.
Yeah.
They are getting lost in a different world.
Yeah. You're right.
And they're missing the natural serotonin they're getting from working out because they're getting artificial dopamine releases from their phone.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you know you're right.
I think it's good to chase natural dopamine. That's my green flag, actually.
Okay,
that's my green flag, chasing natural dopamine releases.
Like what?
Like going for a walk outside in the sun.
With grandma?
With grandma. Yeah, picking flowers with grandma.
Picking flowers, yep.
Watering the plants with grandma.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yep. Playing golf outside with Miguel.
Yes.
It's a pretty good one.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Are you going to go this week?
I mean, if he can get away from watching the dog.
Yeah, oh no, of course.
Yeah. The dog, he has separated, the dog and him are together.
He might as well bring her.
I know, you literally can. It's allowed.
If you go on a Friday or during the weekend, I would like to drive the golf cart.
That's totally fine.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure you can bring the dog if you just leave the dog on the golf cart.
She would not stay.
You bring a leash.
I guess.
Yeah.
I would just hold her the whole time?
Yeah.
Thanks.
What? Then don't bring her.
Okay. I don't want to.
I'm just saying, you can ring the dog.
My last thing was how Trump picks Dr. Oz to run Medicare and Medicaid.
I'm not a big fan of Medicare or Medicaid because it's just the way the old people decide they don't want to work anymore.
I know Dr. Oz is a real doctor, but to me he's still a phony. Because he retired in 2018.
I don't watch Dr. Oz because I don't really take my information from reality TV shows. I prefer other sources.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That aren't fake or scripted.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, that's why I've never really thought of Dr. Oz as a high member of the medical board.
Nope.
Once in my life did I ever think if I have a medical question, I'm asking Dr. Oz.
I know. He's just like the Dr. Phil of psychology, right?
He is basically, he's Dr. Phil.
He is Dr. Phil.
He is Dr. Phil. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah.
It is the same show repackaged.
I don't want to get political, but I don't think that was a great idea from Trump. Trump's a little stupid.
I don't think Trump is known to be a great politician or leader of a country. I just don't think we had very good options here.
No, definitely not.
Do you want the lady staring at the dude in the corner? Or, I mean, the guy staring at the wall in the corner? Or the lady that has never done this, really? And didn't do anything the last 4 years? While she was in office as vice president. Under the president that wasn't there, that took the most days off ever in history.
Did he really?
Yes. The most days in history. He took 184 days off last year.
Do presidents get paid?
$400,000 a year.
Oh, okay.
And they don't pay taxes on it, and they don't have any expenses.
So, were they paid really, leaves?
He has a salary. It doesn't matter if he goes to work or not.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah. And it's untaxed, so that's like 46%. Actually, he's from New Jersey, so that's 56% more money. So okay. Whatever 400,000 times 0.56 is how much more actually he made than $400,000 because it was untaxed.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
This is why I wanted you here, because you know a lot of stuff.
All right. That's why Anthony called me Surrey.
Surrey.
Hey, Surrey, I mean Nick.
Anyways. I have Am I the Assholes or Would You Rathers?
What's our other current event? It's only two?
That's it.
We had three.
Okay.
No, see, that was the questions that you're trying to blindside me with, Nanny. I told you they were coming. But you weren't recording yet. Yeah.
Okay, would you rather have the ability to see 10 minutes into the future or 150 years into the future?
Well, I can already see 10 minutes into the future, so I like to see 150 years into the future.
Are you saying you're psychic?
No, not at all, but I mean, you can predict what's going to happen in your life in the next 10 minutes, usually.
What if you get into a car crash?
I probably wouldn't predict that, but it's very high likely. It's more like you get hit by a car than struck by lightning.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Or being a scratch golfer like I am.
Right. No, yeah, of course, you're right. Would you rather live a life of perfect happiness but never achieve anything meaningful or a life of struggle?
Why would you, if you're always happy, why would you want to struggle?
I don't know.
I'd rather be happy all the time.
And not achieve anything?
And not achieve anything.
True.
Wouldn't you rather be happy than...
Absolutely. I.
Would you rather have 23 hours of your day be great or 1 minute of your day be great?
23 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Would you rather know the date of your death or the cause of your death?
I don't want to know either. And I'm sure my phone already can tell me when I'm going to die.
Or the Neuralink would.
For sure.
Yeah.
Did you not see the Leonardo DiCaprio where the meteor's coming to Earth? And they're all arguing about where they want to nuke it or because they're trying to mine the meteorite because it's full of valuable minerals.
Okay.
And they all end up sabotaging each other. And the meteor hits Earth and everyone dies.
What does Leonardo DiCaprio have to do with it?
He's like a family that was like, they're filming their account of the entire experience. And I think his wife worked for the tech company that was trying to mine the asteroid.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I think we should Google it. It's a good one.
Whoa.
And one of the lines is the tech companies already know when you're going to die and how you're going to die.
Do I have to like pay for that service or?
What?
Like to know how I die?
No, because why would you want to know that? It's going to alter what you're going to do tomorrow.
I would rather know when I'm going to die. Because I feel like if I know how I'm going to die, I'm just going to avoid so many things.
I mean, I guess. But that's not something I think about at all.
At all?
No.
You don't think about death?
No, I like to live in the moment and enjoy what I have.
That's true. You also have to prepare for death, though.
I guess.
Yeah. Duh. Would you rather experience the world as an invisible observer, unable to interact, or as a fully engaged participant, but with no memory of your past events?
Wait, can you repeat that?
Yeah. Would you rather experience the world as an invisible observer, unable to interact, or as a fully engaged participant, but with no memory of your past events?
Fully engaged participant.
But you don't remember what happened like a week ago.
That's fine. That's short-term memory loss.
But you're still like, you can still engage with people and like be happy.
Yeah. Grandma's happy every single day. She cannot remember what she had for breakfast.
That is true. Grandma.
And grandma is the happiest person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah. I think I would rather be super happy and have dementia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Doesn't Chris Hemsworth have dementia?
Does he really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he got diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Oh my God. He did. Alzheimer's is genetic.
Does
she have dementia or Alzheimer's?
I'm not sure, but I've heard it's lack of water. And that's what it's called type 3 diabetes.
It is type 3 diabetes.
So, I mean, drink more water, people. It's not rocket science.
Drink more water and then you won't have dementia. Would you rather have the power to change one decision from your past or have the ability to change the future at will?
Change the future at will.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like the future in general. Just yeah. Like of everything.
I'd rather control the future than change one thing in the past.
But that comes with a lot of, like, risks. Like, what about the butterfly effect and shit like
life
that?
Is risk. Everything you do is the butterfly effect.
Yeah, I guess.
My favorite story from my 8th grade teacher in science class was how there's infinite realities, so there will always be a reality where you made the right choice.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
You remember that to this day?
Well, that's not what he said, but he said realities are infinite, so every single thing you've ever done or haven't done has already happened.
I think that's what a deja vu is.
Probably. You've already done it.
Yeah. It's like you're right where you're supposed to be.
What are your thoughts on the string theory, Nanny? The seven strings of life.
What the hell is that?
Look up the string theory.
I don't know what the string theory is.
Basically what we're talking about.
String theory. A theoretical framework in which point-like particles of particle physics are replaced by one-dimensional objects called strings. What does that even mean?
So, like, you know how, like, in Doctor Strange, there's timelines?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the timelines. And those are the seven most common realities you've had in your life.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's what makes up your present consciousness.
That's kind of crazy. It's still not universally accepted.
It is a theory. It is a theory.
Yeah, well... that's true. Wow. I've literally never heard of string theory.
Really?
Never.
What about the Coriolis effect?
Nope.
Google that
I've heard of Pavlov's dogs.
Really? Pavlov's dogs? Can you elaborate? I've never heard of that.
Like, with the bell? Like, every time he would ring the bell, the dogs would get... He would bring out the food, and then the dogs would associate the bell with the food. So he would ring the bell, and they would start salivating.
Oh, that's definitely how elementary school is taught to children.
Like, when they ring the bell, they know it's recess? Well,
yeah, and they're about to get fed. Yeah. Do you not remember those days, Nanny? I remember those like it was yesterday. Everyone is waiting for that bell to ding.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all just dogs, I guess.
It's okay. A dog's life.
It's a dog's life. That's going to be the title of this episode, actually. It
should be All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, that's a good movie.
I know.
That's a good movie. Would you rather find true love or discover the cure to all diseases?
Probably the cure to all diseases, because I think you could love more than one person.
Also, you'd make a lot of money.
For one thing, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think it'd be better for the advancement of the species. Wouldn't you? If we could all live longer and then, like, propel ourselves further into the future.
Yeah. How would that change society, though? Like, I feel like
people would live longer. So people would live longer, but we would develop more things because more people are living longer now.
I'm thinking more, like, mentally, how, like, people always want to be victimized. If no one has disabilities or diseases,
oh, that is the 21st century mentality.
Yeah.
Every Gen Zer is wanting to play the victim card. That is the dumbest thing in the world.
That's where my brain went. It's like, no one's gonna...
It's definitely pushed on to children at a young age.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be political, but it's definitely the left.
Yeah, I would definitely want to...
Because I was never told I was a unicorn when I was a child. Never thought that once. Hey, but I'm just saying I never thought I was a unicorn.
Yeah.
Ever.
Ever. No, yeah.
And the gender unicorn is insane to be pushed on a seven-year-old. In my opinion.
No, that's right.
Like, that's the kid can't... We're not letting the kid go to war. Like, at least let them develop at least till they're 24.
Aren't you going to get drafted?
No, I'm not getting drafted. I have asthma.
Oh, see, that's like literally...
It's a medical hazard.
You can't have asthma and go to war?
No, yeah, it's a liability for the army.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm, fun fact.
Fun fact, I learned from a movie that you can't be a pilot if you're colorblind.
I'm pretty sure every man you can. It's red, green. Think about it.
Yeah.
How are you going to tell different countries' colored flags?
How can you drive if you're colorblind?
You can tell the order of the lights.
I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. Okay. Would you rather have the ability to speak any language fluently or the ability to play any instrument?
Probably play any instrument because I currently hold an iPhone in my hand and can translate anything at will.
But imagine... Being able to speak literally every language. I would include dead languages as well, like Pig Latin.
Pig Latin is fucking ridiculous. That's not even a language. I can understand every single word you're saying. If you say Ithaca after the word, I still know what you're saying. Imagine being able to just walk up and at the mall and you see the piano and you start busting out like you're Beethoven.
I mean, yeah, but I mean, I think it's harder to learn a language than it is an instrument.
It probably is, but I think it's a both of it is left brain thinking.
So what's the right brain?
I don't know, but you can Google what each function is. Google each cortex of the brain, left please.
Brain.
So, like how your frontal lobe is your immediate thought.
the left brain is verbal, analytical, and orderly, and the right brain is creative. Okay.
So I would put creative and speaking multiple languages on the left brain category. It's like a Venn diagram.
Yeah.
In reverse, though, because your stem, the right brain transfers to the left stem, and then the left brain transfers to the right stem.
If your right brain is creative, would that mean the left side of your body is creative?
I think it's your left. No, it's your right side because it's a inverse, because like it transfers like right to left or left to right.
Yeah.
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 You said
the right brain. If the right side of your brain is creative, would the left side of your body be creative?
I know it probably depends if you're right-handed or left-handed. That's probably how that's determined.
I'm right-handed.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I'm not a neurologist, Lanny.
are though.
I've talked to a lot of neurologists. Yes, I have.
The only brain person I know is who's Sheridan? One of the Sheridans.
Oh, I think their company was Double Black Diamond at the 50th anniversary of neurology and cardiovascularity that I went to.
That's so cool.
In Phoenix, yeah.
You went to that?
Yeah.
Wow, got invited or what?
I got approved, yeah. Well, because we...
Where do you end up at these
places? I used to sell the devices.
Like, okay.
The banks have to loan money to the doctors. And the doctors have to loan money from the banks. And so the bank gets to go.
Your whole firm went or what?
Oh, no. Just me and the CEO or the president.
Were you his, like, favorite?
I mean, I was one of the best.
Of course.
I'm well known in the industry.
In every industry.
In most industries. I mean, if
especially at Joey's in Newport.
I mean, somewhat, but if Citibank's walking up to you, one of my friends at Bank of America and asking if you know Nick Rover.
That's crazy.
He's made a name for himself for structuring deals and getting them done quickly. And resilience, it's probably a good thing.
Were you going to get your realtor license? My dad just made that up.
It was definitely a thought in my brain.
I think he'd be good at that.
But yeah, but I just don't know if I want to become a realtor.
Yeah, that's probably not where your passion lies.
It is definitely not where my passion lies.
You have a passion?
I don't know. I like to play golf.
And you're good at it.
I know. I just need people to play with.
Just make that your
my mission job. In life?
Yeah.
I did get offered to charge some dude $300 that was Arab at the gym for golf lessons. Call me Mr. Worldwide. His name was Abraham. It's an hour a day, but I need to play. It is a lot of work. I don't want to meet a bunch of strangers. I don't think it's a good idea.
You just don't want to meet people?
I mean, I don't want to have a weekly schedule with random people that I don't want to hang out with are bad at golf.
How would you go about trying to be a professional?
I don't know. I'd probably have to make a couple phone calls.
Oh, just you got some in your contacts?
Oh, there's definitely a lot of contacts in the Rolodex over here.
I had a question. Would you rather lose all your contacts or all your photos? On your phone?
Probably my photos. I'd rather lose all my photos because I can always make more photos with my contacts on my phone.
That's a beautiful way of thinking. Mm-hmm. I would definitely lose all my contacts.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're living in the past, Nanny.
What do you mean I need my photos? I take pictures of like my lab stuff, like all my results. Like I need all my pictures.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And, like, I'm also a girl, and I take screenshots of, like, everything.
You should get a phone just for Nanny's pictures. Or get an iPod Touch like Vanessa.
That's why I bought a Canon.
I know. I remember. I'm pretty sure I still have a Nikon camera. Here or there.
I have a camera that I bought my ex-boyfriend. And I don't know if I'm going to give it to him, so if you want
to give it to me.
Okay, but it's film.
I'm going to sell it and buy it. I'm kidding. I have a film camera, actually. I actually
so you don't want it?
No, I do want it because I don't want him to have it. I'd rather take it.
Okay.
I hope you only have daughters.
Wow.
I hope your family name dies.
Would you rather always be able to empathize with other people's feelings but never be able to express your own, or the opposite?
I don't know, I feel like empathizing with others is better than having everyone empathize with your problems.
But you won't be able to express your own, like, ever. Like, your frustrations, your sadness.
I mean, I feel like I can live with it better than other people.
You definitely can. You hold a lot of stuff in.
So I do think I should, I would rather support other people.
Wow, you're really nice.
Hey, what can I say? I'm just a nice guy.
I think I would do the same, though.
Oh, you definitely have to. I think it's better for everyone.
Yeah. Just be nice in it, all that. Would you rather live in a world where everyone is always truthful or in a world where no one can ever lie? Isn't that the same thing?
No. Because if you're always truthful, you're showing your best intentions. And if you can never lie, you're just not going to show your true colors.
So which one?
Huh?
So which one?
So if you never lie, you wouldn't be like, you're not real. Or like you are, like you're the realest version of you. But if you're like, you're not allowed to like not lie, you just wouldn't talk to people.
If you truthful, then.
If you get what I'm saying, yeah, I'd rather be everyone be truthful.
Yeah. Okay.
So you can understand their intentions if you never lie. Like, you can, there's always someone lurking.
There's always someone lurking. You're so right.
Yeah. Think about it.
I'm thinking about it. Would you rather have all your deepest regrets erased, but lose all the lessons you learned from them, or keep them with you forever?
Probably lose all my regrets. I'm not very regretful of what I've done or what's happened in my life. I think everything happens for a reason.
I do too.
So.
You don't regret a lot?
No, I don't regret anything.
Ever?
Ever. Why would you regret anything in your life?
I mean,
you can make a wrong decision, but why would you regret making that wrong decision? You wouldn't know what the right decision is if you never made that wrong decision.
So every wrong decision is a lesson learned.
At least. At the very least.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure Grandma taught me that too. Yeah. Did you not learn anything? Then it was a good thing.
Oh, I love Grandma. We should have her on this podcast. She would yap for hours.
Oh my god. About. Guess how many times she tell you her brother and sister's eye and hair color.
I know about the hair. Would you rather be famous but misunderstood or anonymous but respected?
Anonymous but respected. I don't care if people know who I am.
You don't?
No, not at all.
I feel like
all.
That's a big part of you. Like, a lot of people know
it's,
who you are.
It's not, though. That's why a lot of people know who I am. I don't care at all. Like, I could give a... I don't care. I could care less who knew who I was.
I guess. Anonymous but respected. But, like, you need to know people in, like, high places. Would you still be able to know these people?
I mean, I guess. I would still be able to know them if I was anonymous.
I guess.
Is it everyone knows I'm anonymous, or...
You are just an anonymous completely? Person. Yeah.
I guess I'd rather be the anonymous person.
I'm going to move on to am I the asshole? I have two. You can pick one.
All right.
Am I the asshole for giving my friend's husband money to gamble after he quit gambling years ago? Or am I the asshole for telling my mom she'll never have grandkids because of how she voted?
Definitely for telling your mom she'll never have grandkids because how you voted.
You want that one?
No, well, no, I definitely think you should. I would rather give someone money to gamble that hasn't gambled for a while than tell my mom I'm not getting grandkids because you voted for the wrong person, in my opinion.
Do you want to hear it?
I want to hear it.
Okay.
I think that's terrible.
So they started off with important info. My parents and I, and she's an only child, live in a state with very restrictive reproductive health laws. In summer of 2023, I, 30 female, came off birth control because of some pretty bad side effects. My spouse, 33 male, and I were always ambivalent about kids. We figured if it happened, it happened, and if not, parenthood was just not meant for us. Fast forward to the holidays of 2023. While visiting my in-laws out of state, I was rushed to the ER bleeding out internally with what turned out to be a ruptured ectopic pregnancy. I underwent emergency surgery where they stopped the bleeding, but I did lose my right fallopian tube. After this, I went back on birth control and had my doctor do a full workup before my spouse and I decided next steps. The workup revealed a large benign tumor on my remaining tube as well as significant uterine fibroids. I was told that any pregnancy I had would be high risk and that carrying to term was not as likely but also not impossible. Given the diagnosis and that my state has now caused the need for a legal team's input for providing emergency abortions in the case of a mother's health being in jeopardy, I decided to move forward with removal of my uterus and remaining tube instead of risking death a second time. The surgery occurred the day after the election, and I'm recovering well physically, still working on the emotional side. My mom, who really fell down the MAGA pipeline in the last 2 years, called me a few days ago for our monthly catch-up. I had not told her or anyone else beside my best friend and spouse about the procedure because I wanted to come to terms with my decision before having to explain it to others. She went off on a long rant about how the new government will be great for families for when she becomes a grandma, and that a national abortion ban would save so many lives of unborn babies. I completely lost it and screamed at her that she would never become a grandma, and it's because of how she and those like her voted. I told her I had to have everything removed so I couldn't become pregnant and actually die this time. I hung up after that and had a breakdown. My dad, who is not MAGA, called me a few days ago to let me know he was sorry that I had to make this decision, that he hoped I healed, and that I couldn't talk to my mom like that and I need to apologize. Am I the asshole?
No, you're not, because if the value of the, or the health of the mother is at risk, I believe abortion's a good thing.
Okay. No, I agree.
Fun fact, Nanny, when I was 14 years old, freshman in high school, I was in a speech and debate class and I had a debate abortion in front of like 50 people.
I'm like, pro or against?
I think I was against abortion.
Oh.
But it was my, I got assigned that side, so I had to defend that side. But I've also, this has also come up in an interview where I got, I was talking about abortion in front of 50 adults and they're like, you're 18 years old. But I do have a little bit of familiarity talking about abortion as a pro and cons. But you, I do believe you have to weigh both sides of the equation and value and decide the value of the life of the mother and the quality of life of the child is a very important factor when deciding to terminate a pregnancy or not.
Yeah. My dad, he's very MAGA, obviously. He thinks that voting for Trump had no effect on Roe v. Wade.
I don't think it did either, because it's up to the states, and at the end of the day, abortion is a private business, and you're not going to stop any citizen or business from practicing that, especially when the life of the mother is at risk.
So do you think that her vote actually didn't affect reproductive rights?
Her vote did not affect reproductive rights at all, because there's no way the president can abolish abortion.
So, like, it's still legal here in California.
It'll always be legal in California.
Because it's a blue state?
Well, just be, it is, it's a more progressive area, and it's the fifth largest county in the world.
Do you know any states that are have banned abortion?
Not that I'm familiar with, but I would imagine it's very difficult to get an abortion in the South. Because
like
they are,
Texas?
Well, they are also 100 years behind the norm. They are still in the Civil War. I was in Biloxi, Mississippi, and these ladies behind me were talking about how the war, as if this was during the Hillary and Trump campaign during COVID, and they were talking about how the war is still affecting politics today. The war. They were referring to the Civil War. But then again, I was eating at a Confederate museum.
Oh, okay, well.
But they were still referring to the war as the problem. So, I don't think they're in current times. I would actually call them at least 30 minutes behind the curve.
Yeah.
That is almost second world.
So she's not the asshole?
No, she's not the asshole.
Okay. Okay, I'll read one more and then we'll finish.
We'll do the gambler one.
The gambling one?
Yeah, I want to argue that one.
You want to read this one or do you want me to read
it?
You
can read it. I don't want to read
okay.
it. Okay. I can't read, remember?
No, yeah, you can't read. But, like, you're... Yeah.
I don't read.
No, okay. Am I the asshole for giving my friend's husband money to gamble after he quit gambling years ago? This is her friend's husband. So, not her husband.
I understand.
Okay, just letting you know. So, my friend is always venting about her husband being moody and stuff lately. For context, her husband used to have a gambling problem, but he quit gambling, like, 5 years ago and has been clean since. Their relationship seemed fine for years, but recently he's been in this funk, and she's been complaining about him nonstop. I thought maybe he just needed some excitement or a boost, so I decided to help. Without asking her, I gave him some credit on an online gambling site. It wasn't a ton of money, and I don't think it was a big deal. The crazy part? He ended up winning $20,000. I was pumped for him. Like, how often does that even happen? But now, his wife, my friend, is absolutely livid with me. She says I crossed a line and undermined his recovery or whatever. She's accusing me of enabling him and potentially causing him to spiral back into his old addiction. I honestly didn't think I would turn this into a whole thing. I just thought I'd cheer him up and maybe solve some of his issues she was complaining about. Now she's not speaking to me, and even though her husband seems fine and $20,000 richer, I'm starting to wonder if I really did screw up here. Was I just trying to help, or did I seriously mess up? Am I the asshole?
I don't think this lady understands how dangerous a gambling addiction can be.
Yeah.
Because it is more destructive, I think, than any drug or alcohol abuse problem you can have.
Why?
Because if in states like Ohio, where gambling's legal at the grocery store,
what the fuck?
You can send your husband or your wife, your spouse, to the grocery store to get bread and meat for your kids, and all of a sudden your kids aren't eating because dad lost his money gambling at Kroger.
Sorry.
I think that is way worse than having someone that has to show ID drive to a liquor store to forget their problems.
Yeah.
When it's readily available at the grocery store before you check out, that is somewhat predatory. And I do think because gamblers are chasing the high or the thrill of winning.
Yeah.
So it's never going to be enough, because as the increments increase, so are the dopamine releases. And the losses and the wins are equally enjoyable for that person because of that addiction.
So she's the asshole?
I don't think she's an asshole, but I just don't think she understands how detrimental gambling can be to a person's life.
How close did she have to be to her friend's husband to be giving him money like that?
I mean, that's not that crazy.
That's kind of weird, though.
It's not. How old is this lady?
I think she's like in her 30s or something.
So yeah, $200 is nothing to her.
But like, isn't that weird?
It's not that weird.
Like, let's say I gave your wife money.
That's fine. You can give my wife money.
But like, that's not weird?
No.
How is that not weird
to you? It's not weird at all.
I think she is the asshole, to be honest.
I mean, I just don't think she realizes how detrimental gambling can be to a person's life.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I definitely think gambling awareness is not there. And now that it's on every single commercial, grocery bag, and TV ad.
I didn't know that about Ohio. Mm-hmm. Did you say Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's weird.
A lot of NFL players are getting suspended for gambling on the games.
Do you think? On their own games?
Uh-huh.
What?
On the organization's Wi-Fi. Oh, no. Imagine going on your NFL team server, placing a gamble with your name associated to your phone number when you're strictly written in your contract, you are not allowed to gamble on sports.
That's in their contract?
All their contracts.
Wow.
Only boxers are allowed to place bets on themselves, which I think is a total...
Boxers?
Boxers are allowed to bet on themselves.
Would bidding be considered gambling?
Bidding? No, not at all.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I guess in a sense it's gambling, but bidding is not the same thing as gambling.
Okay. Gambling, like, the only thing that's coming to mind are slot machines. Is that gambling?
Slot machine is a circus gamble that is meant for the average, not as a casual gambler.
What is gambling then?
Like playing blackjack or baccarat or Texas blackjack. Hold'em. The card games are... where the people are really addicted. The slot machines are the people that are just casually trying to enjoy the moment, which is fine, but there's no advantage. And it's like a 90... So the edge is 93% in favor of the casinos. So there's only a 7% chance of you winning on a slot machine. But the amount of people that come every single day to play a slot machine is so high, and you only see the winners. No one ever posts how they lost money gambling on a slot machine. You only see people post videos about how they won a ton of money on the slot machine.
That's true.
I think it's pretty crazy that you can wire money to a slot machine now. Like $100,000 wired from your bank account.
They do that?
Yep. You can log in through your website and just transfer it over like a checking account.
How many times have you been to Vegas?
One time.
That's a lie.
Maybe. Oh, actually, that's not true. We used to go every month or every couple months. When
Driving. Okay.
From Orange County, because... Patrick is a frequent gambler and would always get free rooms.
Mm.
So, if it's free, I guess we're going.
Would Anthony go?
It was a family trip once a month.
Oh, okay.
To Vegas. I saw Usher when I was 8.
Really?
Yeah, I think we were backstage too.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he a part of the Diddy list?
I don't know who's a part of the Diddy list. I don't follow social media like that.
You would know, though.
How would I know if he's on the Diddy list?
I'm just wondering.
Oh my god, I think the joke of 2025 is, are you throwing a Diddy party?
Someone said that in my class.
It's going all over the internet.
I think it's stupid.
It's hilarious. It's not. It's so stupid.
Okay, that's all I have.
Alright, well, that was fun, Annie. I'm glad to be your one of your guests.
Thank you.
This is the third episode.
I guess
I'm glad I know I'm your third favorite person.
The first two were by myself.
Oh.
You're my first favorite person.
Okay, good.
Okay. Say bye.
Bye. You should cut that out, though.